So, you know, normally when we do these sponsors, you know, we're sponsored by potatoes. We've been sponsored. And molasses? What?
Potatoes
and molasses.
But no. In all seriousness. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Today's episode is sponsored instead by a person, a singular person.
And what person could that be?
I'm really glad that you asked that, Donald, because today's sponsor is Juan Huerta.
The one and only
Juan Huerta. And honestly, we're just glad that you're here, Juan.
Yes, we are very glad you're here.
Thank you for watching.
I apologize in advance if they make Juan jokes the whole time.
He was number one.
All right.
So, hey guys, welcome to our
Don't
next
steal
episode.
My intros.
This is our...
Oh my God, I'm here.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. We have, it's 44.
This almost. Is, whenever we mention Half Squad Soap, this is who it is. And because you're here and you like this shit and I don't, what are we doing today?
What are we doing? What's the game plan?
What are we doing?
The ball's in your court. I know you don't play sports, but the ball's in your court now.
Multiple?
No, like, I mean, do you want like a baseball, like a basketball?
He needed it to be bonked.
He hits women.
You're not a woman.
You can't prove it.
I will put that on the podcast right now.
Can't prove it.
No, you say that you're not a woman.
But I can't prove it.
I am just letting you define what you
want
to be.
Wow, so progressive.
What do you want your nickname to be?
We haven't said the topic of the podcast.
And you needed to be bonked and you knew it.
But what do you want your nickname to be? Like right now, like what do you want to be referred for the rest of the podcast?
You could just call me what you usually call me.
White boy Rick.
There's like 30 of these. There's soup, there's starch, there's... did you just say white boy? There's soup, there's starch, there's gremlin, there's possum, there's...
what do you feel comfortable calling
trash
me?
Panda.
Hypohidrosis.
Say it.
Hypohidrosis. My hands sweat.
No, she's here because, you know, you have a very certain well of knowledge about things, which is what...
Conspiracies lies. And cryptids.
Yeah, she's weird. She's a weirdo.
She knows a lot about liars.
You know that scene what's this show called? I know what the name of this show called. I got this. Riverdale, where it's like, I'm a weirdo. That's how
you ever
how...
see me without this hat?
It's weird.
It's weird. I'm weird.
It's weird.
I feel like you would buy the hat and wear it.
I feel like you would fit not in perfectly.
Have you bought the hat?
No.
Okay.
I feel like you would perfectly fit into the Riverdale universe because that show is really unhinged.
I think so.
That's a whole nother conspiracy.
I really liked the first season of Riverdale.
I also enjoyed the first season.
It was really good.
And then it went into a weird route.
I can't even blame them, though, because have you read Archie comics?
I know.
It's unhinged.
I'm not from the 1960s.
I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not. With the way that you're on your phone 24/7? No.
Well, they didn't have them back then. It's kind of cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You were just waiting for that nice little spark of invention. So you'd be like, what do I do now?
I actually invented
telephones.
I could
actually stop playing with
okay,
sticks.
You invented telephones?
I invented every telephone.
How do computers work?
Fuck you.
Wait, can we just call you Alexander Graham Bell for the rest of the podcast?
Yeah.
Cool.
Agba.
Conspiracy theories. Some are real, maybe, potentially. Real. Some could not be real, maybe, potentially.
Some are most likely logic.
Some are different. I saw a conspiracy theory about our podcast, actually.
What was that?
So I saw a conspiracy theory that fully believes that Donal is not real. They think that Donal is a figment of my imagination. And
really?
That he... Yeah.
Well. Oh, my God!
Oh, my God. I'm really glad we committed to the bit.
I've been Donal this whole time. Yeah, look. Welcome back to the podcast. I hate everything.
Well, all of a sudden...
I don't hate everything.
And have commitment issues.
All of a sudden, I miss the old Donal.
Move over. I have stuff to say.
Well, good. This is
a
podcast.
I thought you didn't exist.
No, I'm a figment of both of your imaginations.
I believe it.
Two things. I don't hate everything, and you do have commitment issues. That's not a tonal thing. That's a you thing.
I didn't realize the conspiracy theory was the demons inside our souls.
We need to add, Evan's getting married, tonal and Sophia are trying.
Can we just every episode just add a different person?
Just a list of people already.
We should. I'm going to go back and listen to all our guest episodes. And I'm going to just like down the list for this season.
I'm pretty
season
sure we've
three
only
episode.
Had five or that's five guests.
That's the point.
Just five.
We're gonna. We're it's gonna a good have number. Evan's getting married.
It's a good number.
It's a good number.
It is a good number.
Evan's getting married.
Oh my god! Donald's congratulations.
Trying. For what?
I went to your engagement party yesterday.
Oh. Yeah, I feel like that's been done. Yeah, I'm engaged.
Some people tune into just one podcast.
That's fair. No, but she's right. You know, maybe this is this is your first episode.
He's engaged and he never lets us forget it.
Yeah. Welcome.
Or me.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Primarily.
Welcome to the podcast. Make sure I gotta do can I do the YouTuber thing for a second?
No.
Just let me do it.
Hop off.
I'm gonna do it. Make sure you subscribe to our socials. We got some cool clips on there. Subscribe to YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. I think Patreon.
Say the handle.
Patreon, the Nerd Slice. You know it. The Nerd Slice.
Spell it.
TheNerdSlice.
Go check it out.
It's SLICE. But you know,
S.
It's always had an S actually.
Always had an S. Oh,
I did the thing.
She did a segue. Which I found out the correct way to spell that. Thank you, Anthony.
Which is?
I appreciate it. SEGUE.
It's not W?
Nope. I always thought it was like the vehicle segue. Nope.
Is it not? Whole point?
Two different words.
That's not real. I don't believe that.
Two different words.
So this episode, we're doing conspiracies.
Conspiracies and cryptids.
Listen, by your logic arguing earlier, they're both the same thing.
Similar.
I feel like you guys
are... What's the first type of conspiracy we're doing?
The first type of conspiracy theory we're going to be doing is, honestly, let's just argue real quick about some just Mandela effects.
Okay, cool.
Right? Some little Mandela effect. Right at the bat, the Bears.
We did this last time, but like...
The Bears.
Let's just...
The Bears, Tono.
The Bears.
The Bears.
Bears.
They're Berenstein.
Bernstein.
I'm going to be honest, I don't care.
You're missing so many vowels that are not even part of the Mandela effect.
Bernstein Bears.
Berenstein.
Bernstein.
The Bear Bears.
We Bear Bears.
We Bear Bears. I've never watched that show.
Did you guys ever watch The Care Bears?
Yeah.
I don't remember anything about The Care Bears.
The Care Bears are cryptids. Didn't exist.
Honestly, the greatest piece of bear media to me is Brother
Bear. The
Care Bears
didn't exist. You know where The Care Bears came from? It was a...
Our heart?
It was a Kids Next Door episode where they have these like fluffy things, but they were real animals.
That would be a twist.
The Care Bears did exist, though.
I was going to say, The Care Bears were around a lot longer than the Kids Next Door.
I know, but I wanted to see how long I could do.
No, Brother Bear was the best piece of
we're off
bear
topic.
Media. Are we ever
off topic?
Are we ever, by the way, I want to interject real quick.
With the actual topic?
No, because why would I do that? I just received a message saying that my family really wants Thalia to get an iPhone so they can stop seeing her.
I also agree
bubbles.
With that. Please get an iPhone.
So
I want Thalia to charge her phone.
Make sure you guys get us to, what's a good number for money? Get us 2,000 subscribers so I can afford Thalia. An iPhone.
Please, the green text messages. Yeah. Save your local woman who
and
doesn't know how to buy an iPhone.
My favorite color is green.
Please.
But when you see that green on your phone, you just want to go...
You feel disgusted. Oh. It's a natural cringe.
I feel like we're going to lose a lot of subscribers that have Androids right now.
Who has an Android at this point? Who has an Android at this point?
Thalia.
You don't count.
And Sticks.
But Sticks is Sticks. Frustrated with his
My
phone.
My second phone is an Android.
Second phone.
Oh, look at you. That's a real first world problem right there.
It's not a problem. I'm just saying my first phone is my second phone.
Drop the fact
what are some other
phones?
Mandela effects?
You asked if anyone else had Androids, and I said that I did.
Barely.
We should make our own.
Because
it's second phone. You don't use that second phone.
I do.
For
what?
We
should make our own Android. Like an actual robot?
I am one.
No, you're a figment of our imagination.
And you guys
What would we name our Android? Lechuga. Don't know. It stands for terrific.
Nope. Omnipotent.
Omnipotent.
I wish I was
narcissistic.
Narcissistic.
Opioid.
No. We can do better.
Wait a minute.
Octopi.
Wait a minute.
How many legs?
Eight.
So here's the lore.
Don't know with eight legs.
The lore?
Here's the lore now.
The
guys,
Lorax?
You guys created me to be terrific, omnipotent, a narcissist. And what was the last one?
Octopi. Yeah.
That says more about you guys than it says about me.
That sounds like a cryptid.
Yeah, it's a tulpa. That's what that
is. You keep using that word.
Yes.
A tulpa is like
a thought form created by the collective.
But it's in your head.
No.
No.
Yeah.
It's no. Something most in of the your time. Head that became a reality.
It's something that you bring to life.
Yes.
But most of the time, it's like a person in your head.
Most of the time, it's just a like a collective belief that something exists that creates it.
You can do that with your own one person.
And so I was created.
Tulpas are just manifestation.
And you guys manifested me. So that makes me a... Come on, you can do it. I believe in you.
I think I did manifest you. Segwaying back to the Mandela effect.
S-E-G-U-E. Is that you spell segue?
Segue.
Segu. Segu?
Segu.
Segu.
Are we going to do Mandela effects, or are we going to just move on?
We can move on. Real quick, though.
We didn't do Mandela effects whatsoever.
Yeah, we did Berenstain. Can I nominate...
Wait, you didn't tell us which one is the right one.
What?
For Berenstain.
Oh, it's S-T-E-I-N. No, it's T-A. Yeah.
Wrong.
My bad. I don't know. Doesn't matter.
They doesn't
don't
exist.
Doesn't matter. They're bears.
The Berenstain bears didn't actually exist.
They're bears. Did you know...
That's why I'm your thought form.
Do you know Michael Cera was the little bear?
No, I didn't.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Michael Cera.
Was he actually?
Yeah. I'll show you right now.
Here's the problem, guys, is that he knows that I do not believe... That I know, not believe. That I do not know that anyone is in anything. So he could fully say, hey, do you know that Michael Cera was Superman? And I'll be like, oh, really?
Michael Cera, brother bear.
Oh, he was.
He's the original brother bear.
I'm so happy that you're not a liar.
Yeah.
Because if you were a liar, my whole worldview would be destroyed.
That sounds like gaslighting.
What's gaslighting?
What is gaslighting?
What is gaslighting? So I actually recently discovered this because I'm just a source of knowledge, and like this is why you guys come here, because I know everything about the universe. Gaslighting comes from like a play from a while ago, and the whole thing was that the husband was mentally like fucking with his wife, and he would like make like the lights a little bit more, and he would like turn it down a little bit, and she thought she was going crazy, but she wasn't. Her husband was just an asshole.
Is it like how you kept on looking, I mean, moving the book when you guys first moved into this apartment to make Talia feel like she was...
No, I moved it one time without knowing the previous knowledge of the other ones. So yeah, that was just unfortunate timing. But you know what is fortunate timing? I have another nomination for our Hall of Fame.
What's that?
For the Nerd Slice Hall of Fame.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
It's the one and only.
No, but I don't know. Listen to me. I think we need a little bit more time. I think... Did you actually bite her?
Yes.
Cut that.
Are
cut
you
that.
Okay?
Oh my God, she's grown another finger.
Sorry. I fucking bit the shit out of her.
It was a reaction. You're not used to things coming in your mouth.
Whoa. Yeah, you looked up too. That was weird too, right?
Are you okay? Because I did bite you.
It's okay.
Fucking hard.
Are you a cryptid?
Are you...
Yes, we had an entire segment about
so you're,
this.
So you're the biting cryptid?
No, I'm a vampire. Tulpa.
You're not a Tulpa.
Are vampires cryptids?
Well, if you were a Tulpa, I would
have
made you so much cooler. Anyway, so the person that I want to nominate is actually not even a person. Okay.
Okay. Is it a Tulpa?
No.
Is it Mothman?
Damn
no.
It!
No, but Mothman's pretty cool though. No, I think
it's
in
not
honor
Nessie.
Of them. No, not Nessie.
Okay.
Are you gonna let me actually like say
no.
it, or you just want to?
Can we just guess?
Sure.
I don't think you're ever gonna get it.
No.
Yeti.
No. It's not a cryptid.
You just said
Leonardo
it was.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, I didn't.
You
I said
it
you
was...
were a cryptid. Pay attention.
I don't know.
I just said it's not a person too.
What is it?
Both of you pay attention.
What is it?
Is it a place?
No.
Is it a movie?
No.
It has to be a person.
No. It's not a person.
Is it a
socks?
Character?
Did you say socks?
Socks.
No, I like socks though.
Is it a character?
It's an animal.
Komodo dragon.
No.
I was so confident. What the heck?
No. I want to nominate
Capybaras.
I want to nominate Zaboomafoo.
What the fuck is a Zaboomafoo?
Shut the
what
you,
topic are we on right now?
You absolutely
this
know
what
Zaboomafoo is.
This was supposed to be cryptids and conspiracy theories too, and this man has just fucking said Zaboomafoo.
Do you what not is, know who Zaboomafoo is?
I'm sure if you show me a picture,
the,
I will.
Is that the TV show of the two people that used to run a zoo and that's the monkey, the lemur?
He was a
it's
lemur!
It's the lemur!
Let me see a picture of that again.
And the song, it's a real lemur. For the, there's some certain
not,
segments. No, let
that
me finish.
Is not a
that
real
is
lemur.
Not a real
let
lemur.
Let me finish. Are you going to let me talk?
No.
Are you going to let me talk? Am I allowed to talk?
Are you?
Look at that. My phone fell. That's how fucking angry I am right now.
Did you drop your phone?
Yes. Zaboomafu was a real lemur, but in certain shots, they used a puppet.
My phone doesn't
matter. But the theme song?
You're not going to get mine?
The theme? No. The theme song was dope. It was like, it's just me and you and Zaboomafu.
I think Zaboomafu is a cryptid.
I think
you're an asshole. I decline. I don't think Zaboomafu should be in the room.
Why is Zaboomafu named after Zuli?
This was a topic that we had during the Thalia episode.
Because this is Thalia's contact photo. I'm going to show it to you. I'm going to send it to you so you can put it on screen.
Okay, cool.
This is her contact photo for her sister. Oh my God. That's just...
And so so she named her sister Zaboomafu?
No, but real quick though, Komodo dragons? Dope. Sorry, I just really
Are we
going
to go back
dragons.
To the cryptid part of this?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Was Segway. A cryptid. S-E-G-U-E.
Segway. Segui.
Did dragons exist?
Can we just say Segui? Yeah. For Segway?
Segui. Dragons did indeed exist. And I would like... Yeah?
Did dragons
don't
exist?
Don't do this.
I'm going to reset yes, okay? Dragons.
Did dragons exist?
Of course dragons existed.
Yeah. I think we're all in agreement.
I've ridden a dragon before. I've told you this.
Do you think they still exist?
Yes. Agreement?
I've ridden a dragon.
Agreement.
I'm just going to let you know there's sometimes that Evan dissociates and just pretends to say the stupidest shit.
Yeah.
Like right now?
This is not one of those times because I've actually ridden a dragon.
Mm. Right now?
A while ago.
What did it look like?
It was green.
Super not okay.
It was green. It had red, pattern scalings.
Did you draw it? You should draw it.
You want me to draw it right now? Okay, ready? I'll be like Disney Channel.
I am not editing something over this.
Buh, 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 buh.
Lazy.
And the dragon's name.
Tony can do it.
It was green and red, and squats. I called the dragon Fruit Loop.
Anyway, cryptids. So, don't
Santa?
Know. To give you that too.
Yeah. Oh my God.
The bells are ringing.
Why is everyone
it's
evolving?
It's November. It's not Christmas yet.
Hypohydrosis. Anyway, cryptids.
What cryptids do you believe in?
Loch Ness Monster.
Because you don't believe in Nessie, apparently.
I do not believe in Nessie.
So why don't you believe in cryptids and which ones do you
It's not that I do not believe in cryptids. I just think that most cryptids don't exist. So,
why?
Because logically, we would have seen them by now.
We have, though.
But the Earth and the ocean are so large.
The ocean is the one place that I am more likely to believe. Like
people,
like,
and yet you don't believe in giant sharks.
It's not that I don't believe in giant sharks. I just do not think that the megalodon still exists.
Why not? They found things that are recent.
Stop.
What?
This is for editor Donald. Go back like 3 episodes ago and put in the actual clip of you talking about not believing in big sharks.
Hey. This is for Editor Tono. That's not happening.
This is for Editor Tono once again. You're doing great, man. Thank you. I appreciate it. But yeah, fuck you, big sharks.
I don't believe big sharks exist.
Big sharks 100% exist.
I believe that existed. Like large cephalopods and like I think
roaches,
a kraken can exist. I think a leviathan can.
What is a leviathan?
Did you just say roaches?
Yeah, like cephalopods on the bottom of the ocean are like roaches. They're icky and don't tell me I'm wrong.
I think you're in the wrong...
No, I'm right.
Animal family.
No, well...
I don't think they're cephalopods.
But they are the roaches in a way.
Yes, but I don't think that they're cephalopods. I'm gonna... I think this episode is the one that I...
There's...
That this thought form...
No, but that's from the floor! Wait, we need to find that. Where'd it go?
In my hair!
Oh! Wait, here, take it back, throw it away. Anyway, cephalopods.
Did you just eat it?
Cephalopods. Isn't Squidward a cephalopod?
No.
Yes.
What?
Squidward, like from
SpongeBob.
Squids
are cephalopods?
Yeah.
And now you understand why I do not think that you know what animal family you are speaking about.
I thought cephalopods were the little bottom feeders, the insects.
Cephalopods are the ones that, like
are
I
you sure?
may be wrong.
I'm gonna
Maybe
look
wrong.
It up.
I'll
look
I'm
it up because we're a factual podcast.
What are those
wrong.
Called then? Isopods.
Isopods.
A cephalopod is any member of the molluscan clan class.
Cut that.
Cephalopoda, such as squids, octopus,
there you go.
Cuttlefish, or
cuttlefish.
I was wrong.
Cuttlefish.
I was thinking of isopods.
Why? You're gonna unfocus the camera.
I'm I will just put
we'll just put it on screen. Is it a shufflepuff?
I think this might be my last episode.
Anyway,
I think that cryptids. Our crew has more energy.
I think in the back of the camera. This is my last episode.
Than we have in the front of the camera.
Hey, yo, but real quick, who's the hottest cryptid?
Mothman.
You said that so quickly.
Tony.
You think Tony's a cryptid?
Yeah. No, Tony. Tony doesn't exist.
Oh, really?
Who have?
Tony. Tony is also a tulpa that all of you created.
I'm looking up hot cryptids and I'm just curious.
I'm the
can we segue within our segue? I want you guys to know that I looked up hot cryptids just to see what would happen, and I found an article called 50 cryptids ranked by their undeniable, indisputable, jaw-dropping sex appeal.
What is number one?
No, we're gonna just top 10. Just top 10. Top
what
10.
Was number one?
We're gonna do top 10.
No, look at number one.
We're gonna do top 10.
I will give my life that it's Mothman.
We're gonna do top 10. We're gonna do top 10, okay? Okay. So, what do you guys think is in the top 10? Who do you think Mothman. Number 10 is? No, number 10 is Mahamba, which is a giant crocodile. It's a giant crocodile in the Congo, and apparently, you know, it says, and I quote, "The Mahamba can devour my canoe any day." So that's number 10. Number 9 is a Piazza bird. If you've ever wanted to hook up with a man-eating bird,
what the fuck has happened to this episode?
I'm just going to go to the top 5. Number 7 is the Mongolian death worm.
Evan, you just said I'm going to go to the top 5 and said number 7.
Number 4 is Owlman.
Owlman?
Owlman, but which just makes me think of Owlman.
Oh.
Fighter of the Nightmare. Dayman. No, wait, you said it wrong. You said Nightman. It's Dayman. It's
Dayman. Cut that again.
All right,
Dayman. Fighter of the Nightman.
Can we get somehow just Charlie Day on this podcast?
If you do that,
I got you. We'll not invite you. Number 3 is Bigfoot. Makes sense. Yeah. Makes sense.
No.
Tall man, muscular.
But like, where's Mothman?
Probably. Number 1 is the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah, because they don't exist. A lot like. The people that we
is this episode gonna end with me in the mental hospital?
Probably.
Sophie, are all of you fake?
Sophie,
none of this
am
exists.
I just in my room
Sophie,
talking into a microphone?
Sophie, you'll appreciate this. Number 13 is a frog. It's called the Loveland Frog. I'm gonna tell you where Mothman is because I'm also curious.
There's
where,
no way that Mothman is low on this fucking.
Well, apparently.
So while they do this, I want you guys to know that our audience, which consists of Voice from the Void and the other thought form and Tony,
are just
doing squats.
Yeah,
that's good. Number
they power
29,
the cameras that way.
Number 29 is
29.
Number 29 is skinwalkers. Have you ever wanted to hook up with a random creature that turns into other things? Then number 29 is that
Burger
thing.
Burger King foot lettuce.
I want you guys to know what the fuck is this.
Let's screenshot that.
Can I make this your contact photo?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm just gonna it looks like a whale with no legs. And that confuses me. So what cryptids do you believe in other than water ones?
I have lost all my faith in everything.
You've lost all your
faith. Are we still talking about cryptids?
I don't know. I you know, our tagline is what is our tagline?
Apparently not good enough for you to fucking remember it.
I remember the old one.
It's welcome to Nerd Size Podcast where anything can happen. We don't know what, but
that's right. We don't know what.
I thought you were gonna throw
shit. But we'll figure it out. What were you saying?
Was I saying?
I don't know. I was so ready to so I'm not the cryptid person in this. Like,
I'm also not the cryptid person.
Yes, you are.
Sophie.
He's the cryptid person. I'm the conspiracy person.
Sophie.
I'm neither of these.
I want
no,
you.
Sure, I'm having a conversation.
Skeptic.
I am a non-believer.
Put that on the hat.
What? I am a non-believer. So I came into this podcast going, you know what? I'm just gonna talk to them about this and I'm gonna let them go off.
No,
but this isn't what I thought this was!
No, you came on here trying to argue.
No!
Mothman's 34.
I can't argue with you. I am your imagination.
That I talk to myself all the time and argue with myself all the time.
No, those are your voices.
And you still
aren't you one of the voices?
No, I'm just a voice that was too loud, so you made it a real person. Oh my god, the government's fake!
Mothman's 34, by the way.
That's wrong.
Mothman's 34. On this list.
Comment down below if you think
and
that Mothman is hot.
What's funny is the first sentence is, I already
Yo!
know.
Take it, dude.
I already know that it says I already know I'm gonna catch flack for putting Mothman so low on this list of cryptids. I get it. I just can't hear the name Mothman and not think about Richard Gere.
Anyway.
The government!
Sugui! The government.
Sugui.
Another thing I have no faith in.
And
derailed. He doesn't believe in that. He doesn't believe
derailed
in that.
Immediately.
Does not believe in that. Don't take our podcast down. Please don't like cancel us like
No. I said Logan Paul. Nothing bad. I just said oh my God.
None of the things we're about to talk about is our actual beliefs. We might assume that they might be real.
Wait. Some of them might be.
But the FBI, we're talking to you.
No, we're not.
The federal
specifically.
That is not a belief of the Nerd Toss podcast.
We're just letting you know.
No. She's
it's
right.
Not, it's just don't come for us.
The Federal Bureau of Iguanas. That's who I'm talking about. Who are you talking about? Stop rubbing your eyes. You're going to get pink eye.
Did Bush do
9/11? My eyes are dying.
Do you need eye drops?
I don't know.
Come here. I'll spit in your eyes.
I'm done.
Oh my God, look, our figment walked away. Anyway, so what government conspiracy theories are, moon landing?
That, I think, would be the main one that people agree with the most, the moon landing being faked. I think that one has the most proof that people kind of get, it's convincing.
I think, here's
should we break down what it is, though,
okay,
first?
So people think that the footage of the moon
footage,
landing.
Because people, I think people mostly believe that we did go there.
I mean, we have for sure gone to the moon at this point.
But like the footage of the first moon landing, people believe that it was directed by Stanley Kubrick and made
if it was two back-to-back bangers like The Shining and then like the moon landing.
I think that
one came before the other.
Yeah.
As we were talked by our slowly eye-dying friend.
Anyway, go wash your face.
Did anyone bring a cat in here?
Me. I have a cat in my pocket.
Are you a cat cryptid?
I think the moment we started talking about the government, they said something off. I can't see right
now.
You know,
it's a sleeper agent.
You know how in the please don't break my lamp. You know how in the Suicide Squad they have the thanks, dog.
Dude, the government's after us after
Dude,
talking about this.
Kit Kats at us now?
Okay.
You know how in the Suicide Squad they have like the chips that like if they like go rogue, they like blow up? Did you ever...
So the moon landing.
It could be. I don't know. I mean...
They think that it was for the Russian space race, and they think that... Well, most people who believe in this theory think that the footage was faked. So I would say that one is a pretty... It's a believable one. It could have happened.
I think that it was a time where everyone was trying to, like, get there first.
Yeah.
So do I think we did that to be like... Maybe.
Maybe. I feel like the American government could do a bunch of things. Like, I think that they have done a bunch of things. I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised is the main one.
So, I want you guys to know...
Are you good?
...that the minute you said government conspiracies...
The switch turned on.
My eyes started, like, burning.
Yeah.
And then...
That's them.
I was rubbing them, and then everything went blurry. I have 20/20 vision. Or something near that. I've never needed glasses. And when everything went blurry, I had a fucking panic attack. I was like, am I blind now?
Coming for you.
I need you guys to know.
Oh my God.
Can we get like serious for a second?
Is the government attacking
me? I'm serious.
Okay.
No, you're not.
No, you're not. You're more of like a James or like a... Or
a
like
James?
A Lupin. Because you said you're serious.
The
and you're not serious black.
Harry Potter,
I actually think Donald's serious black.
Ew.
I think Donald's serious. I think you're the
Why
rat.
Why ill?
That's not the right
what
one.
What was the rat's name?
What?
That's not the right one. If anything,
I
you're
I need
Lupin.
A fact check. What was the rat's name?
Why
what was Ron's
Lupin?
Rat?
You'd be Lupin out of all of them. Serious
Why?
Black does not fit you.
I'm very confused.
Do you watch Harry Potter?
I've watched.
What?
Why are we in Harry Potter?
You're scabbers.
We were talking about the moon landing.
Dobby?
You want to be Dobby?
I want to be
You want to get your
Dobby.
Shit okay. rot?
So this serious.
Yeah, but...
What's serious?
Why
we
so
what? Why did we get serious?
I said that you were a Ron's rat.
No, that fits.
Scabbards?
Yeah, I mean this with all
That's
the love
That's Pettigrew.
The world.
That oh, yeah.
The one that
you're,
betrayed all his friends?
Yeah, you're Pettigrew.
You think I would be Pettigrew?
Yeah. No, but you'd be the rat.
Yeah, yeah.
They're the same
Not,
one.
No, but
Spoilers.
You're Lupin. You're specifically the rat.
Grab me my phone.
No.
Please.
So, I don't think I
so
will.
This podcast... And this is fully, I will admit this podcast goes fucking crazy. 80% of the time.
Crazy, baby.
I don't think we've said two either things of this topic.
Crazy 80% of the time here or there, right? Mm. This has to be the stupidest episode we have ever done.
We have not stayed on topic once.
Right. This has to be the, like Evan usually does the big, like, show of leaving, right? I have wanted to step out of this podcast more than three times today.
You did. Your eyes started burning. No, that was
a personal attack by the government.
Wait, I'm going to read this one to you guys because I've never heard of this theory before. And now I have so many questions.
Try me.
Birds are not real.
That's my favorite one.
So you know about this one. Elaborate.
Who doesn't know about this?
I don't know.
In 1986, all the birds died due to Reagan killing them and turning them into drones.
Why did
Australia
Reagan
isn't real and they charge the birds there?
Well, the Australian not real, I believe in that one. Like, Chris Hemsworth can't be a real
person.
To
be honest, though, birds do really give off drone vibes. Am I the only one? Do you guys trust birds? I don't trust birds.
You give off drone vibes.
Hey, first of all, birds are dinosaurs. And second of all,
so are chickens.
Don't speak shit chickens about are birds.
I don't like birds.
I have friends that are birds.
So you
send them to attack you.
So your friends have drones?
No.
You could try. The government has already tried that.
Real quick, though, isn't it wild that, like, chickens
beat them off? What
by what? Were evolved from, like, T-Rexes?
What?
Chickens.
Yeah.
Or like T-Rexes.
Can you imagine a T-Rex actually looking like a penguin, though?
Like a penguin?
Like a fat bird.
Like a tiny little
like just a tiny, that sound like what coming from a fucking penguin.
Like the have you seen the video? The video of the
they are real.
Where did you spot that from?
Toss it.
Have you
toss it.
Just
I wanna catch it.
Just why is she gonna
Shit, the spin on that? Somebody call the NBA.
So there's been a recent video.
Stop.
On,
I wanted to poke.
No.
Hey, before you thank you. Where did you get
this?
That?
An implant?
No, that's an otter.
Can we stay on topic, guys?
Look at
I'm
me.
Trying.
Ashley, look at me. You've never seen that TikTok?
It's from the boys.
Oh my god, it is from the boys. I just put that together.
You just quoted Homelander.
I did. So there's a video that recently came out where scientists were able to put together what an actual T-Rex sounded like.
Yes. This isn't a conspiracy.
And
though.
It is. It's not. I just think it's cool. And it is the most, because it sounds like, ready? I'm going to do it right now. All right, ready? It goes like, and then it like echoes. It's like, right? It's honestly, you know what? Editor Donald, we're going to be stay quiet for 20 seconds, and Donald's gonna, because I know Donald, and Donald loves me, and he's gonna all do right. It. Ready? He's gonna put what a T-Rex sounded
two,
like right now.
Three.
Thank you, Editor Donald. Anyway, where did you, when did that happen?
Can I just,
don't
just
can we
poke,
name those?
Don't poke them.
Can we name them? So
listen,
you're gonna cry.
With the shit you said about the government, I understand why they haven't taken you out yet.
So conspiracy
anyway,
theories?
Anyway, I have a conspiracy that's actually kind of recent.
I guarantee you it's... Okay, continue.
So, if you all know, recently the government actually did an alert system and everybody was losing their mind. And some people actually thought that the alert system in the phone that was on all devices, like mm-hmm. computers, phones, anything, they thought that it would trigger something that was given to us during the COVID vaccine. So like if you got the COVID vaccine, these people thought that it would trigger something, who knows what, like a zombie apocalypse, whatever they thought it would actually trigger something. So they were putting aluminum foil in the backs of phones and making sure to turn off all your devices. So they actually thought that was a thing.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's a thing. That's definitely a theory. I will say though, where were you guys when that alert happened?
How did that work?
I was also at work, and like 23 different phones all at the same time went,
what?
And we were all like, what is
did you know? Everybody knew though.
I think everyone knew, but I think everyone forgot. So was that like 3-5 seconds of everyone going,
it wasn't that big of a deal when it happened. Like it was
happening.
Like everybody was freaking
why
out.
Why do you look so depressed?
I'm in my safe space.
Your safe space surrounded by possums? Why do you keep gaining things?
Well, anyway.
Anyway.
I think that there's a lot of conspiracies, and it's hard to distinguish between conspiracy and science fiction.
It's true.
In fact,
in fact, 1937,
Scientology creator, you know what Scientology is, right?
Yeah, I know about Tom Cruise.
It's a religion. That's Tom. It's people think it's a conspiracy. Tom Cruise is one of the members in it, and so are a lot of really popular actresses and actors. Are you okay?
He's in a safe space. Right.
Well, the creator of Scientology, Lafayette Ron Hubbard. He actually was a, before he went to war, well, after he went to war, and then before he became this really popular figure, he was a science fiction writer. He wrote pulp magazines.
Like yeah, and Orson Welles?
Guess type. Who his editor was?
Orson Welles?
No.
Who?
John Campbell. John W. Campbell. Who, actually...
This is what your brain chooses.
Every time I yeah, turn, I know, it gets a more and more.
And this is after he said that we were unhinged. This is how your brain chose to process information, by the way.
Well,
this is what your brain like,
I have more.
Allowed.
I have more. Oh, it's okay. Really cool. Okay. It's just, I thought Donald would.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah. I get it.
Did you hear me? Why are you crying?
Because he finally feels at peace.
There's tears coming down his eyes.
Can this be the thumbnail?
Can someone zoom in on this?
This is the thumbnail. Ready? Wait, ready? Let's just both point and look confused. Thumbnail moment. You guys are live when it's in the thumbnail. All right, cool.
Should I finish the thought?
Yeah, sure.
John W. Campbell was the editor for the creator of Scientology. And he's the same guy who wrote the short story that led to the science fiction, the really popular science fiction movie, The Thing. Not to be confused.
Love The Thing.
Yeah, John Carpenter's The Thing was, in fact, inspired by a work of this guy. And funny enough, don't get it confused with Campbell, Joseph Campbell,
yeah,
the creator.
Why would you ever get that confused?
Because Joseph Campbell is the creator of The Hero's Journey, which.
Fuck Joseph Campbell.
I love Joseph Campbell. But there were two Campbells, and both of them were science fiction writers, and both of them influenced the creator of Scientology. So that's interesting. So the creator of Scientology is synonymous with Star Wars.
That's my favorite cryptid.
I thought that was interesting that Scientology is such a large conspiracy and a large religion, and it's. Created by a science fiction writer.
I fully believe in the religion of the spaghetti monster.
This is so unserious.
That's my religion.
This whole podcast.
I mean, Toto's literally petting a possum. What are we naming that one? Okay, Toto. I didn't realize you were going to be fucking mute for the rest of the podcast. Okay. Anyway, so I thought of an idea, right? A segment, because I am the segment man. That's my cryptid power. I come up with segments, mm-hmm. right? I thought of one because, you know, I was... Oh my god, you're back!
I don't know if I want to be...
Alright, anyway, so...
This podcast has been...
Yeah.
I thought you would enjoy the Campbell moment, but you were deep in possum.
I was deep in
possum. Deep in that possum, baby! We don't condone.
We do.
We don't.
We do.
We don't.
We do.
Don't.
They do.
Anyway, so Tono and I did this in some
is that
form.
What the government
so
into?
We're just
what?
Gonna run
is
it
that
back.
What the government's into?
Run it back.
Possums.
Run it back. Run it back. Run it back.
I wouldn't.
Run it back. 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 I was just gonna keep yelling until eventually, you guys.
I would try to do the record.
It just sounds like you're trying to creak a door, but you're not doing it effectively. Nope. You sound like the fucking
so hard sound
you sound
effect.
Like Scrat from Ice
Can
Age.
Can somebody do the sound effect editor?
He's right next. I'm telling you, you just sound like Scrat from Ice Age. That's all you sound like.
How do
like.
I do a record scratch? That's a good
wheel. Anyway.
I have to edit this.
So Toto and I did a while ago where he would say a word and then I would say the first word that comes to mind. We're going to do something similar, which is I'm going to give us a topic.
Cryptid
and on
related.
Three, I'm just going to give us a topic.
This
and on three, we're going
to
say...
This episode doesn't cryptid? Have a topic.
Yeah. Wasn't this supposed to be cryptid too?
What is this segment if not a cryptid in disguise? Because cryptid is a study of the unknown and we don't know what the other two people are going to say. So
I'm... gonna Sagui. Myself after this Sagui.
So I'm gonna say a thing, and on three we're gonna say the first thing in our mind, and we're gonna hopefully maybe get a little closer in bond and see if maybe we come up with the same
How
word.
Much
ready?
Closer can we get?
I mean, so ready? So the first one is going to be, we'll stick with it, cryptid. All right, ready? So at three, we're going to say the first thing that comes to mind. 3, 2, 1.
Mothman.
What did you say?
Lies.
Did you say lies? All right, you know, we got it there. We got there, a little warm up. You know, we got two back
to
back.
Well, we have to do this faster.
Do you want to make it even better? We have to look straight forward because, like, we might try to. Right, yeah. Right, ready?
So but we have to do this faster. Like, as soon as you say the word,
our
we
next
have to say
topic
it.
He likes
is,
to be very verbose. Let him.
It's true. Okay. All right. So we'll do it real quick. Ready? So yep. Our next topic is going to be Christmas. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Grinch.
Santa. All right. So, no, we got two
that
for
fits
two.
For you. I'm just going to be straight with you.
You're
that fits
green.
For you.
What? You're the one wearing green.
You are wearing green. Green's a good color. Green's actually the best color.
It is the best color.
That's why they use green.
Not all of our eyes are messages.
My eyes are not green. My eyes are like hazel.
Yeah.
That's not really.
They're green brown.
They're sort of. All right. Our next one is going to be possum. Are you ready? Look forward. 3, 2, 1.
Dahlia. Let's go.
We did it. Finally. All right. We got to do another. Do you guys want to, you're our guest today. You want to come up with our little word topic?
Sure.
All right. Cool. All right.
This one is going to be the president.
The president? Okay. Ready?
Three, two, one.
Figure Evan. Head. What did you say?
Figurehead.
Okay. What did you say?
It's conspiracy, but the figurehead got me.
Okay.
It's a conspiracy.
I don't know.
I said Evan.
That's the first word I thought of.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I said Evan.
Why?
I'm the president of the Nerd Slice podcast.
Who's the VP?
That's not how companies work.
Who's the VP?
Mm-hmm.
Papito.
Who's Papito?
Get out.
Fuck!
Get out. All right. You want to come up with one now? You verbose, man. You verbose.
Can I veto?
Our next word is veto. Ready?
Three.
Everyone look forward. 3, 2, what?
Donald. Weren't we gonna end on ghosts?
Oh yeah, let's talk about ghosts.
No. I'm gonna. We had a plan.
We did.
We had a plan.
Not really.
This podcast. We had a plan. I'm gonna take away the everything right now. Okay?
Evan's gone.
We recorded 30 minutes of this podcast.
The camera's turned off.
And so what are you doing?
He's doing his yoga. Leave him alone.
We did 30 minutes of this podcast and two of the cameras died. And so I just made the decision that we were going to re-record it.
No.
Shut up.
Let's be real. The 30 minutes were as bad.
I have had to. Yeah, yes.
They were as bad.
No, they were horrible.
Yeah.
Those 30 minutes that we were
off
whatever.
Topic.
Horrible. And so we started this time going,
I thought it was
hey,
pretty
this
good.
Is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. We're going to talk about Mandela effects. Then we're going to talk about cryptids. Then we're going to talk about the government.
And
we
then
did.
Ghosts.
And then we were going to do ghosts. And you know what happened?
Possums.
We didn't do shit.
You were the one covered in possums.
I was trying.
Oh my god, it's a ghost. She didn't even get on camera. She didn't even go walk forward. No. You're still not on the camera.
You're gonna break things, please. Oh,
Lord! I think this is the most off-topic
that was the
Nerd Slice has been.
That
on.
Was the bite of 87.
You know what the funniest part about this? I came with actual, like, you know, conspiracy facts.
Yeah.
I only got.
You made that mistake.
I only said one.
Yeah, it's okay. Hey, now we know about Scientology and
Lafayette
Tom
Hubbard.
Cruise. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
So, what's up with ghosts? Yeah, do you Campbell. Believe in ghosts?
I do.
Why?
Elaborate.
I don't think I believe in anything anymore.
I knew it. I knew eventually I would break
We've
him.
We've taken you this man's me. Faith.
This is the episode that Dono's officially... I say some unhinged shit, guys. I know that some of the shit that I say is stupid. Right?
Most of it.
But I've had to... No. Shush. I have said, right? Celery, you know, it's not that bad. Neither is salad. I say some stupid shit. I get it. But I've had to sit here for the last 30 minutes.
And watch
Nerd Slice become the epitome of what we said it would never be.
No, we said that we would never.
I think I want to go back to doing news.
Okay, I got some
news.
This just in.
Man gets eaten by Komodo dragon because he wanted it as a pet.
Is that actually real?
That's like, you.
Did a man?
This happened already.
I mean,
Evan,
I
you've
I
been dead
never,
for 20 years.
I would never. Was I in the bite of 87?
why are we talking about FNAF still?
I like because whenever Evan sees a piece of media, he just uses any say that he can find on that piece of media and then just drives it into the ground.
It's true. It's true.
Did Ask you me like about the FNAF mythology. Movie?
What?
Did you like the FNAF movie?
I thought
movie?
It was okay.
I wanted to talk about ghosts.
I thought we were talking about
ghosts. I asked Donald.
There's
and
a
he...
ghost in this room right
I
now.
I said I...
Why would you
Why would
ever
you say that?
Acknowledge that?
wait. Acknowledge? That means you already knew.
They all knew. We all knew. It was always here.
It's you. Anyway.
Yes, I believe in ghosts, but like, I honestly want to become one at this point.
What kind of ghost do you think you'd be?
Oh no.
Oh no.
Wait, at least pretend you don't.
No.
Bad. What kind of ghost would you want to become? Like Danny Phantom, Casper?
I would go for like the ones in Haunted Mansion.
The ghost of
mansion.
Sir Reginald.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like kind of just like in a mansion.
I want to be a ghost that cleans your shoes.
I want party. Didn't like last episode we talk about somebody cleaning shoes?
A shoe shine specter.
Triple S.
SSS.
SSS.
Juan, SS. I'm sorry, Juan.
R?
SS.
You believed in us, Juan.
We're back to conspiracy.
And
Juan,
you believed in us, Juan, and this is what
And
happened.
We're not disappointing him.
You sponsored us, and this is the episode.
We love Juan. We love Juan.
We just can't stay on Juan topic.
We just can't stay on topic, but it's okay. It's okay. I'm going to reel us back. Ready? I'm going to reel us back right now. Yes, I think ghosts are real. Why not?
I think most things are real.
What do we have to say that they can't be real?
Most things could be real.
I mean, but like also think about it this way, right? How entertaining would it be if you can you stop? Please.
Can I touch
it? I need some form of joy in my life.
How entertaining would it be if you were a ghost and you just like mess with people? You just like, can you guys please? You're gonna break the otter and then Thalia's gonna be sad.
It's an otter? I thought it was
an otter.
I thought it was an egg. There it goes.
Anyway, yeah, I think ghosts are real. Same way I think aliens are real. Same way that I know for a fact that Nessie's real. And the same way that I know that you guys are going to continue to watch the Nerd Slice podcast.
Are you?
Even are you after
because,
this?
Are you?
Because,
especially like, after this, actually.
Because after this episode, I wouldn't blame you.
Yeah.
No.
And if this was your first episode...
Welcome.
What the fuck?
I tried my best.
So, I have...
You tried
your best. I tried my
best.
Question. It's impossible to stay on topic.
It's okay.
It's impossible.
So, Sophie, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
All right. My question for you is what song are you thinking of in your brain right now?
Right now?
Right now.
Do we have questions of the day?
Just shut up.
She's fed up.
What song are you thinking about in your brain right now?
The song that, like, plays at the end. It's the Cotton Eye Joe song.
Okay, I got you.
I'm ready to be
my brother. I got you. Ready?
Yeah.
Ready for this?
Can you?
Questions of the day. Questions of the day. Hey, there you go. Welcome to our questions of the day. So, Donald.
Juan.
So Juan has a... Oh, shit. Never mind.
Juan had a question.
Yeah, he did, but
I can
we
tell
would
you
never...
The question.
Did you... Did David... Do you want to tell you the question?
Yes.
Oh, what was the question?
What was the question?
Why are Hispanic parents so annoying?
Because they fled a dictatorship. And they have the right to be annoying. They went through a lot.
I don't think Hispanic parents are annoying. I think there's a societal norm that people feel like Hispanic parents are annoying, but I feel like that's just viewpoint. Everything's viewpoint. Donald thinks his podcast is annoying. I think this is one of the funnest podcasts we've ever had.
I don't think podcasts are annoying.
No, you think this podcast is annoying.
I don't think this podcast is annoying. I think that we have left so far into what a podcast is and has just turned into a fucking tragedy is what this has been.
Three idiots and a camera.
Okay. Evan.
Yeah, I know.
Take a step. For a second.
Take a step.
Right. Take a moment. What was today's podcast about?
Conspiracy theories.
No.
Mandela effects. No. Cryptids.
We talked about none of that.
We did. We talked about dragons. We talked about Bigfoot. We talked about how Mothman should have been higher up on the sexiest cryptids list.
Which is a crime that
wasn't. We've hit all of our topics. Did we hit them the way we thought we were going to hit them? Absolutely not.
Do we ever?
But like,
do you ever?
No.
No, but like, at least there is some form of through line.
Is there?
Yes.
The through line is that anything is possible.
So I ask you guys.
With friendship.
Our question.
Oh, there
of the
you
day.
Did it.
There you go. Look at you.
Like now we just need to name drop the podcast
like
and
an,
we can go.
Like an anime protagonist. So I asked you guys, what's the craziest thing you've ever seen or heard about? Because, you know, we talked about conspiracy theories, kind of, sort of. And I asked you guys, no, not even close. This one here comes from Miami Fresh. Going, I once tried swatting a fly with my hands and somehow only slapped the wings off the fly. And I feel like that's some real impressive, like, hand coordination.
What is that? I feel bad for the fly.
Don't worry about it.
That's so interesting.
This next one here comes from our social media editor saying, I'm going to DM you this, so now I need to go to my DMs.
Oh, no.
All right, give me a sec. So Yesenia walks in the room. She smells like sex and cheap perfume. It smells like one of the trees that you hang from the rear view. She screams, who's in there with you, Julio? Grabs a bat and kicks in the door. He's in bed with Jose from the liquor store. So I know this means nothing to you guys. He's quoting a song from In the Heights.
Okay, yes, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bueno, you didn't hear it from me. Yeah. Which is very ironic because she was singing In the Heights today. So that's just real funny.
And so what was the question of the day?
What's the craziest thing you've ever seen?
Oh, okay, cool.
Seen or heard.
We actually don't have one today from Aesthetica.
Oh,
I know. We got to figure it out. Let me check. But let me double check. Yeah, nothing. You want to answer for Aesthetica? Okay, go. Okay, yeah, go. Okay. Cool. So Thalia's was the craziest thing she's ever seen was how amazingly lucky she is to be with someone like me.
That
and
was flawless.
Why she
smooth
and how she didn't think she, you know, she was gonna, you know,
she is.
Yeah,
that was
I don't
where did
know
it go?
I don't care. Anyway,
conspiracy.
This next one here from V Mogartoff. Something that I've seen that was crazy was someone having a nosebleed, and there was blood all over themselves and the bed and the floor. It looked like a bloodbath, and I could not believe that all that came from their nose. I will say I recently saw someone have a really bad nosebleed to the point that I went, you might be possessed.
I don't think you asked nosebleed. I don't think you phrased the question so that it would be cryptids and
no,
this is just horrifying things.
I just wanted to get crazy, sort of.
Was,
it doesn't have to be cryptids.
Was the person's nose broken?
Maybe, I don't know. It's not specified.
Because I know that when I broke my nose, I was bleeding so much.
It's a lot of blood vessels in your nose.
It was so much.
You broke your nose?
Yeah, I got punched in the face.
Really?
Yeah, my bad, bro. I didn't mean to do that to you.
It wasn't you. It was Jose.
Which one? Your Mauda. Dad or your father?
Mauda.
Or your
I
mother.
Said dad or your father.
They're all named
Jose. Your dad or your brother.
Yeah.
They're all named Jose.
Everyone in my family is named Jose.
Even the mother, Josie.
You should call your son like Jose, but like
not
mix
happening.
The words around, like
nope. Like
Isus
Joss,
Joss,
Joss, Joss.
Their follow up is something that I've heard that was crazy, was when I was at my sister's softball game and we heard that a pedestrian was pinned against the school with a car and ended up dying.
These are just horrifying
things. We had to drive
things.
Back to the school where we saw a body bag. Yeah, that sounds absolutely
terrifying
to witness.
And, I have an answer to this. When
okay.
You're done.
Yeah, go. I have one more, but do yours.
No. Do the last one, and then we'll go into ours.
All right, so our last one here from Mystic Caserta. A couple years back, I was surrounded by coyotes alone in the middle of our property upstate in the woods at 5 a.m.
Is this cozy?
Yes. It was pitch black, and I only saw their eyes glaring off of my headlights. I made a lot of noise, like screaming and stopping and yelling, and they ran off, but it felt like the longest 5 minutes of my life. Oh, yeah, I also dug a chainsaw to my knee. You can ask Evan to elaborate on that one. So I will elaborate on this one because a couple years back in that same property that he was talking about, we were cutting down like some trees, some shrubbery, a bunch of stuff, right? We were told very specifically how to cut it. We were told to be very careful because, you know, it's a chainsaw. And I'm working, Cozy's maybe like 7 feet away from me, and I hear the chainsaw stop. And all I hear is silence followed by Cozy going, oh, and I went, what does that mean? And I turned around and just blood. And I went, what happened? And he went, I hit my leg. And I went, yeah, obviously you hit your leg. He's like, should I tell my... Yeah, I was like, yeah, you should tell your dad. Go tell your dad. And yeah, he's very lucky that he was wearing jeans. He was also wearing $200 jeans, which I don't know why you're wearing $200 jeans when you're using a chainsaw in the middle of the forest.
They saved his leg, but, so was there some good fucking jeans?
He still has a scar, and yeah, very memorable story. You have a thing?
When we were at your birthday party and we heard a car accident, and then all of us came running out, one car was flipped over, the other car is like on its side, and we were like, I think like 15, and we were running trying to save people at 15 years old.
We were
old.
Like in our senior year of high school. This was the worst birthday of my life. I put my dog down on the same birthday. Yeah, it was rough. But yeah, like Donald said,
I brought up the memory.
It's okay. Yeah, car flipped over, and there was a woman like in the like, and we were trying to like get her out, or like, what do you need, right? And we all swore that she said baby, and we were like, there's no fucking way there's a baby in this car.
There was a car seat in there,
so we're like, there's no way. We realized that it was her trying to tell us to like call her boyfriend, like we like discerned after a while, but yeah, it was pretty
wild.
We
were children, and we were dying.
I also have another one as a follow-up, an actual response from Intagua, which is this happened about a year ago.
Yeah,
where Intagua was in the car with me. Right, we were driving to my house because he left his car at my house, and like 3 minutes away from my house there was an ambulance right in front of us, right, and it kept turning like towards the direction of my neighborhood, and after like 3 minutes Anthony and I were like, where's this ambulance going? And as it turned right, and there's my street on the right and then like the left, Anthony goes out loud, you know, it would be really, really funny if this was like that moment in Lilo and Stitch where it's like, don't turn right, don't turn right, don't turn right. And as he said that, it turned right. And we both got real quiet. And it stopped in front of my house. And I went, aha, tee. After about 20 seconds of probably the biggest anxiety attack I've ever had in my entire life, the ambulance then pulled slightly more forward to my next door neighbor's house. And I was like, These motherfuckers are about to have to take me into the ambulance. No, you're not allowed. What? So the other day, Thalia was at Publix and the car behind her got hit by a different car and caught on fire. So she witnessed a car on fire.
I have one more.
Sure, go ahead.
Which are just car accidents. We're just talking about car accidents now.
Sure.
I was one time driving in the morning to work. And just like a normal day driving to work, and then I hear a car accident happening in the middle lane as I'm on like a 5-lane highway, and I was close enough that my brain went, okay, you need to go be a good person. So I pulled off to the side of the road. I come running out of my car through traffic. Some people had already stopped beforehand, helped the guy out, and I'm like, cool, this person's fine. I turn around to the person he crashed into and see, what's his Instagram handle?
Photography by RJ.
Photography by RJ's fiance standing in the side of the road, having been the person that just got hit by a car.
That's interesting.
And let me tell you that I thought I was in...
No, I think the universe...
What is it? The time zone? What is it?
The Twilight Zone.
The Twilight Zone. Because I see her and I go, there's no fucking way that the one time I stopped to be a good person...
No, I'm telling you. It was the universe going, you need to go there.
Yeah.
Like, go help. Go help her out.
I was shook because she was obviously going through a bit of, like, shock. And I'm like, I go in front of her. I'm like, are you okay? And she, you know that, like, thing happened in movies where they blink and then they look at you? She did that, and she looked at me, she's like, oh, and I was like, you okay? She's like, yeah, I'm fine, my car's not. And I'm like, yeah, your car's fucked.
That's crazy.
It was fucking crazy.
The universe is weird like that.
It needs to be weirder in good ways like that more
I think,
often.
I think,
at FIU when the bridge collapsed.
What?
Yeah.
For you, those who are not Floridians, we have a college university here called FIU. It's actually a pretty popular university.
It's one of the populars.
And they
go Panthers.
Built a bridge that
collapsed.
I was in the dorms right next to the bridge, and we were having like a little camping moment in the dorms, and it completely broke.
I heard it drop.
It dropped on people. 6 people died.
I was at work, which my work at the time was like maybe like
a block or two.
A mile and a half away from it. And I heard the noise and I was like,
it was a loud noise. And funny enough, when it happened, I was like, how crazy would it be if that was a bridge? Because we were talking about it collapsing literally the day before.
So it was you.
No.
So you're a Mothman.
You know, fun fact, they actually still teach about that incident in the civil engineering campus. Not
doubt it. Well, they should. It's a good...
My boyfriend at the time was a civil engineer, so he was telling me how they were teaching about what went wrong and how to like fix it. That's interesting.
I mean, it's good that they learned from their mistakes. It sucks that six people had to die for them to learn from their mistakes.
It also does suck because the method that they were using to build the bridge was a very...
dated?
No, it was new. It was a new method of doing it. Shit. And now that method is kind of looked down upon because they did it wrong. So it was interesting.
So what you're saying is that that method in particular is going to have like a lot of...
Trouble trying to get reefers in.
Yeah, that sucks.
Which is,
You know what?
Things are crazy.
Yeah,
I'm very proud of us.
I'm not.
Why?
I don't know. What are you saying?
I'm very proud of us. We brought this back.
We did bring it back. Thank you, guys.
In what way is any of this conspiracies or cryptids?
Listen, I have given up on the topic of this episode. I have just decided that this is going to be... The title of this episode is going to be this craziest episode of Nerd Slice.
Just say what... WHAT?
No.
Question mark.
I want the clickbait.
The clickbait.
The world's craziest podcast.
And can you please, we paused for a minute. Can you put the one of you with the possums? Like, we literally made a thumbnail for you.
No, like, there's going to be an entire moment in this podcast, I'm sure the people have already seen, where it's just going to be slowly zooming into me having legitimately an existential
crisis. While I'm talking about Scientology.
You and Campbell?
It's interesting. There were two Campbells.
Yes. So as always,
thank you guys as always for listening. Like I said earlier, you guys can find us on the YouTubes, you can find us on TikTok, Instagram. Send your stuff. We've been posting a lot more content on there. We have a few little goals we are trying to reach to be able to engage with you guys more. So we're gonna be posting a few more YouTube specific episodes, not necessarily podcasts, but little things that Dono and I and maybe some other special guest here and there. Make sure you guys look forward to our next guest, which is going to be our much anticipated end of the year V-Mogertop special.
Well, we have a few special episodes that have to be in between them.
Exactly. So but stay tuned for that as well.
Our final year end guest is going to be V-Mogertop, which stay tuned for. It's going to be a lot.
It's
going to
be, might be probably even crazier than this episode.
It's definitely going to be louder.
Yeah, but stay tuned for that. And we appreciate you guys always supporting us. So until next time, you have 30 seconds. I do this every so often. You have 30 seconds to say anything you want.
Thanks for coming. I had possums.
I'm going to just stop giving people 30 seconds.
That was extremely...
Reagan made the birds.
No. Hey,
Reagan made the birds!